sent, if you watch him move, you'll see that he doesn't quite see what's going on. Talk about him. We have, this is Juan, who's an ocelot. And we have, who's sleeping here. This is Mina, and Mina's a serval.
Mainly, we wanted to stress that we are an educational facility. Unlike a lot of educational facilities, we do we are an outreach program. We bring the cats to schools, to fairs, to that sort of thing, and we're able to sort of offer a unique program because of that. People or groups that would not be able to necessarily make it out of the foundation, we're able to go to them and expose children to these animals and be able to talk about them in their habitats when they wouldn't necessarily otherwise be exposed to it.
We are 100% nonprofit. None of the staff, anybody gets any salary at all whatsoever. We run strictly on volunteers, so everybody here in wildlife shirts is here on their own time.
3.5 hour drive down.
Yes.
I know the feeling.
And the person to give the real good presentation is Roberta Kirshner, co-founder.
I wanted to thank you. Oh, okay. I wanted to thank you for inviting us here. The foundation is a sanctuary as well as an educational program. We're the only facility in the United States to do it in 5 languages, and we also sign. And we do 6 levels of educational programs. We also have a handicap special need program for people that have special needs. A lot of our cats have special needs. Sean, as they mentioned, has some birth defects from the small gene pool. There's only around 300 white tigers left in and out of captivity. We have another one at the facility that's 100% sound, healthy. Sean, if you look at him real closely and watch the way he handles himself, he uses the pen as his guide. Also, he has 70% of sight that has been lost due to the birth defect. He has motor skill problems. All the toys help him to use his extra, his limbs and keep him from atrophying because he with 10, he tends to be a little shy. He doesn't want to move around, go out. So these things encourage him to move around and be active. If you look at the right eye, there's a paralysis. He can see from 3 to 4 feet. He cannot see right up close. He saw the shadow of Sean and Brian when they were fixing the backdrop. But if they were standing directly in front of him, he couldn't see them. And he can't focus at all. So he sees shadows and distance to a certain point. He has, because he has had seizures, he has a lot of motor skill problems. And we don't know just what type of damage and how much it's going to continue or if we're going to be able to stop it. He was at Davis for a week and a half. The vet bill alone was $5,000. When he left Davis, they wanted him to go back because at his age, you can't pin everything down. What we did find out is that he has lost over 70%. He does have some brain damage, so he has motor skill problems. He has a paralysis that seems to be getting a little worse, but he's healthy, and he has quality of life. He thinks all of us are like See's candy. So when he goes out, he enjoys it. And it helps people to understand that there are a lot of cats that need extra care. The zoos are take healthy animals. If they have an animal that has a problem, it's there, they'll keep it. But there's so many animals in the world that there isn't a place for them. No, there aren't any real wilds left because of lack of habitat and poaching. So there are needs for places that animals can get quality of life and extra care. And this is something that we do. We also educated over 31,000 children and adults last year, all by donations. And everyone here that helped us to get here, like Sean said, is a volunteer. And we have some other people that don't have shirts on that have been helping also. And this helps us to serve the community. and share our animals so people have public awareness of what needs to be done. In the area we live in, from Sacramento to Oregon, we're the only licensed facility for large cats. We have 11 on the ground. We have 4 tigers, 2 lions, 2 leopards, a cougar, an ocelot, and a serval. And we're hoping to grow. We also have lots of reptiles and birds that add to the program, and also some domestic animals. We do a lot of nursing homes, and we take a lot of the domestic animals with us. A lot of seniors are like forgotten, as well as a lot of children. There's so many children in the world that have never seen these animals other than on TV. Being mobile, being that we have good volunteers that are really committed, we're able to reach out to a lot more of the community and try to open the world to them. We also, at the facility, have a program where the judge in town and law enforcement agencies send people that have traffic violations to help with the foundation. We get children that have curfew violations, so mom and dad do not have to pay their fines. They can work off their time at the foundation. And everything is done by community donations, all our projects, everything. We're really fortunate. We're starting to get known, and we're starting to have people come out and help. They don't have money. They donate time or materials. So it's a program that's very much needed. We feed 297 pounds of meat at the foundation every day. At this point, all our vitamins are donated by Hillstead Vitamin Company in Wisconsin. We donate $400 worth of vitamins a month. We only have 2 cats that actually eat the same vitamins. So it's a real help to us to have their support. Our food is all donated by local ranchers. We also have Chico has a meat department, and they donate every day. Raley's, Casalupi's, Pat and Larry's, different restaurants in town. We have to feed our cats the same as what we eat. We do not take road kills. Everything's inspected, and they are what they need. And the quality of life includes the food. Their day and my day starts at 4 o'clock in the morning. The cats get fed 4 times a day, which is unusual. Most facilities feed once. We take them into the classrooms and hospitals, so we feed them, and it also helps take an edge off of them. They're always content. They don't look at us as food. So it helps. These cats are all trained, but they are not tame. They still have the wild. If you ran, they'd take you down. But everything's a controlled, safe program. We've never had a loose cat, an accident, or an injury. So we make sure that everything is a controlled situation. We do a lot of malls. We help the fire department raise money to send children to burn camp. We raise money for other programs. And we ourselves strictly operate by people like yourself that donate and help us with raffles, become members. We have a website, and that's donated to us also. And we have, you know, board of directors and staff that are really committed to help, so they're always reaching out to the community to try to see if they can help us some way and if we can help the community. Mina, the little serval on the bottom, came to us. She was walking on her elbows and dragging her back legs. She had a metabolic bone disease, which is the same that senior citizens get. Both her litter mates were put down. She is 100% sound, and we're hoping it'll continue. We've been doing a lot of research. We do research. Everything at the facility is on natural products. So our flea control is natural products. They're all on echinacea, golden seal, they get ryegrass, wheatgrass in their water. They get vitamin E. They get a lot of kelp for their coat. They're wormed on a regular program. It's real important that they're clean of worms, all parasites. We don't have fleas. We also have a program. We work with the Star Foundation and Make-A-Wish Foundation. So we go into a lot of children homes that have terminally ill problems, and we try to brighten their life a little bit. So we take these cats into hospitals and homes, and they have to be clean. If they weren't clean, we wouldn't be accepted. So we're real careful to keep them maintained. And the foundation is hoping to put in natural habitats and ponds, and we also are hoping to start a school to bring people closer to the animals and have more hands-on. At Chico State View College, any of the students there are able to get from 3 to 8 units for volunteering. Most of the people that do our language programs are Chico State View College students. Also, a couple of our board members speak 5 languages. So we're real fortunate. And we are, like I said, the only program in the United States that does it in 5 languages and 6 levels. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer them for you. Have any of you seen these cats up close? Have you seen white tigers this close before?
No.
Do you know how many claws a cat has?
6 up front.
All together. Yeah. A lot of what we run into it on our programs, and it's amazing that still you'll get children and they'll say lions are boys and tigers are girls. So we're in an area where there are no zoos, no other wildlife programs, so the educational part is very important. We do research, and that's something that is a passion we all have, is to learn and help other programs. And a lot of it is nutrition, the other is the socializing the animals with units to see how they respond to the different trainings. Everything at our facility acts about this way. We'd love to have you come up. If any of you ever have time, we'd like to invite you up. But you'll notice that at the facility, none of our animals pace. They're very comfortable. When they see you, they're going to play and show off. Because we've given them treats. We like them to express themselves. And we want them to be happy. So we encourage this. And it also stimulates the visitors to see what's going on in that. You know, these animals need some help, so they'll be here for future generations. When we do our programs, we try to get the children committed to do one thing in their lifetime for the environment and for endangered species, so that they'll be here for future generations. And the only way they're going to be here is by people like yourself and children helping. Be happy to answer any questions. Sean, do you want to explain a little bit about loose cat syndrome?
Juan is, as I said, an ocelot. He comes from South America. They also used to exist down in the southern, very southern states, but ranchers took care of that pretty quickly. He is, how old is he?
He's 11 months old, weighs 28 pounds. So he's going to gain maybe about 5-4 pounds and get about an inch taller. He has an unusual coat. These cats were hunted for their pelts, and hopefully they're endangered. Hopefully that stopped. But with habitat loss, there are very few of them. There's only around 4,000 in the wild, about 156 in captivity. So it's a very small number. Oh, yeah. A white tiger hide will bring $100,000.
If it were legal.
That's really sad. An ocelot will bring $15,000. The little serval will bring $5,000-$6,000. A leopard hide being sold for $15,000 to $18,000. It's really sad. All the products we have are synthetics, and they're beautiful. There's so much out there, there's no need for these animals to be killed. So, you know, it's really sad. I'm impressed, yes. I don't know if everyone heard, a lot of people in the beginning, these ocelot coats and some of the smaller cats were passed off as being leopard pelts because a lot of people didn't know. And a leopard pelt will bring 3 times the amount of money. So that's why some of the smaller cats were killed off. so early because of their pelts, and the public was not knowledgeable, and it was the American dollar, which is so sad. No, we should explain this. I do a lot of libraries, and I set one up on the table. And to keep the kids focused, we encourage Juan to talk. So when he speaks, he's looking for food, if you notice. He's growling and talking. He wants something to eat, because this is how we keep the kids focused. So he, you can pet him. Yeah, he's just expressing himself. We keep the toys, that keeps the cat content, and also keeps the children focused too, so they play. You have to really watch this white tiger, and if you look at him, you'll see that right eye, how the paralysis has started on it, and he gets along real well. Everything I wear when I'm working him has bells on it, or I have a Halloween clicker, I have a newspaper. His senses are increased, so he has eight of them to help. So he's doing exceptionally well. He has two brothers that are not as large as he is. They're perfectly healthy. This is one of the things that happens with a small gene pool. You may get one out of the group, and then you may breed two or three times, and it never happened again. All our tigers are DNA tested, and a cat like this will never be bred, but he deserves to have quality of life. Every animal, human, should have quality of life. He is a large expanse, and we took him on knowing that he was going to be put down, and we had a plan to have him because the facility felt that he would bring a bad reputation to them. Well, they should have. This is one of the things that happened, and so we decided that whatever it costs, we'd take care of him. So he'll be with us all his life. All the animals are with us all their life. Little Mina will be spayed because of her bone disease. She will not be bred. Eventually, Juan will be. We're not a breeding facility. We would only breed them if there is a need for an educational program. If the other animal is DNA, that we can do the research. We're not going to take any chances. There are so many cats out there that need help that we don't want to bring other animals in and not have quality gold. So we're always looking for help suggestions with our program or our outreach program. Love to have any suggestions. Love to show you the animals. I do want to introduce Sarah. Sarah brought some of our other animals. We also educate with some of the smaller reptiles. We try to teach the children that some animals make wonderful pets, and the others are to be admired, and they are not pets, and we don't want to mislead them because they're under control, they're cute, they look cuddly, they are not. They will hurt you. But there are wonderful animals out there that children can enjoy, and with their parents' consent, will make a wonderful pet. Sarah, why don't you tell them about who you brought?
We have here a panther chameleon named Joey. Panther chameleons are from Madagascar, which is an island off of Africa. Joey is 5 years old, and they live about 5 to 6 years old, unless they're a female, which is breeding, and then they'll only live to be about two. Panther chameleons are egg-laying reptiles, and it takes about 8 to 18 months for the eggs to hatch. It just depends on the diapause period. And once the eggs hatch, the babies are just about as big as your pinky fingernail. They're really tiny. They eat baby crickets and gnats at that age. And Joey here eats crickets, flies, any insect, and he can also eat pinky mice. He's not very long, but a lot of chameleons do. Chameleons also have a tongue that, when they go to grab their food, their tongue is a time and a half their body length, so you can imagine. When he shoots for his food, it's kind of interesting. They also have their eyes go in complete opposite directions of each other, so they can be looking at two different things at once. They're tree climbers, so their feet, they have little pinchers, kind of, so they can grab onto the branches. And they also have a prehensile tail, so they fall, it's kind of like a fifth hand. Female chameleon, or female panther chameleons are a lot smaller. They're not as colorful. And the reason that schoolings do change color is not because of
camouflage.
Yeah, not because I'm wearing black, it's not going to change black. The reason they change color is because of their mood or temperature. If he saw his girlfriend right now, he'd be bright orange. Or if he saw, he doesn't like the skink over here. And if he saw her, him, he'd turn his aggressive colors. And when he's cold, he's kind of cold right now, so this is his cold color. And over here we have a six-month-old Panther chameleon also. We can tell since he's very small, they don't grow very fast. This guy right here is a blue face. He's going to grow up and he's going to be all blue, unlike this guy. These guys are a lot more rare. Here we have a blue-tongued skink, very friendly. These guys are from Australia, and they have this thick tail because they store their water in their tail. And his tail isn't that thick. He's actually got a blue tongue, and in the wild, he's made for rats. And we feed him cat food, wet cat food, which is just good for him. And they're not very fast creatures. This guy was donated from a guy that just couldn't take care of him anymore. He's got missing toes, which I don't know, maybe got clipped off somehow. But he's healthy and happy, and we have foundation for him.
There's 127 varieties of skinks. They make excellent children that tend to be couch potatoes. Mothers don't like them, but they're low maintenance, low cleanup. But like everything else, you know, they have to be provided. And children don't realize it costs money to feed them, to care for them, because their life, for their heat life, can cost $27. Their food's going to cost you anywhere from a dollar and a quarter a week to maybe $8. So it runs into a little money for a child. We're bringing in one of our stars. This is Delilah. Delilah is a Burmese python, and she goes everywhere with us. If you look at her coat, you can tell that her nutritional program is excellent. She does not eat live food. It's pre-killed for her. She's very, very gentle. It takes about six children to hold her, two grown men. Any of you are welcome to put her on Zoom. We'll take pictures. We'd be happy to show her to you. She gets her vitamins and minerals on her food. We put the food in a bag and I shake and bake it. She gets bathed regularly. We usually bathe her in Gatorade, or we give her Pedialyte, and that helps her with her condition. And it's amazing how many children are afraid to touch a snake. Not because the fear is from any experience, it's from mom and dad saying, oh my gosh, you know, that's a snake. And when you take the children away from their parents, it's amazing how wonderful they respond. We do a lot with Delilah to help children understand that snakes are more afraid of us than they are of them. Do you want to tell them about snakes? Yes, go ahead.
Okay. If you notice that her scales are nice and tightly packed on the top, and then they get looser as they go down towards the bottom. And if you look at the very bottom here, she's got some very wide, specialized scales, and it's kind of like a tire tread. Most of her slow movement is done through pulsing of the body, and then you'll see if she wants to move really quickly, that's when she'll bend her body and push off. And all that works and functions the same tire tread type design. Delilah is getting kind of warm right now, and the warmer they get, the more active they get, and she wants to go see Sean and Ryan. Would anyone like to hold her? We're going to hose her down real quick, and that should slow her down a bit, make it a little easier to handle. I'm going to see if you can turn the snake.
But everyone can hold at once.
She's wearing
about 147 pounds.
No. Yeah, it's working out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Delilah's 8 years old and about 12. Did you read the school of mythology?
Very healthy guy.